AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President Kamala Harris has now received enough delegate support to become the Democratic Party's nominee for president. Shelley Adler has details.
The online voting process, which doesn't end until Monday, was interrupted when Kamala Harris crossed the threshold to have the majority of the delegates' votes.
I will officially accept your nomination next week once the virtual voting period is closed. But already I'm happy to know that we have enough delegates to secure the nomination.
And she told her supporters she's ready to win.
It's not going to be easy, but we're going to get this done. And as your future president, I know we are up to this fight.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The new AP NORC poll finds only 3 in 10 Americans are extremely or very confident in the Secret Service's ability to keep the presidential candidates safe from violence before the election. At a news conference, Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe vowed to earn back the nation's trust after last month's assassination attempt against Donald Trump.
These were very thorough investigations, and if in fact there were policy violations and they are substantiated, those employees will be held accountable.
Russian dissidents freed in the 24-person blockbuster prisoner swap are sounding a note of defiance. At a news conference in Germany, Vladimir Karamurza told reporters in recent days prison officials had been asking him to sign a statement.
And so I put everything down on paper. I said that I consider Putin to be not a legitimate president, to be a dictator, a usurper, and a murderer.
Karamurza added,
I don't only believe, I know that I'll be back in my home country. And it'll be much quicker than you think.
Several suspects arrested in violent protests that erupted after the fatal stabbing of 3 children in northwest England have appeared in court. Officials are bracing for more clashes this weekend. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has condemned the unrest and blamed it on far-right hatred. This is AP News. Damian Troisi has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks tumbled on Wall Street Friday on worries the U.S. economy could be cracking under the weight of high interest rates meant to cool inflation. The S&P 500 fell 1.8%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 2.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1.5%. Fear overshadowed the market after a government report showed a sharper-than-expected slowdown in hiring by U.S. employers last month. Intel sank to its worst day in 50 years after reporting weaker-than-expected profits and suspending its dividend. Treasury yields tumbled. Damian Troisi, New York.
More on that July jobs report. It showed employers added just 114,000, while unemployment rose to 4.3%, the highest since October 2021 and the 4th straight monthly increase. But Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says,
I would not suggest that anybody needs to panic just because of this one report.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.